Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, is here, and he has a debt settlement conversation he wants to have with us. So I just want you to definitely have your pen and paper out because this is going to be a three-part series, so you won't get it all today. Peter, how are you?
Great, Catherine. Thanks for having me, as always.
As always, it's a pleasure. So you have a debt, is it a debt settlement program or?
Right.
Tell me about this.
So not everybody wants to file bankruptcy or can file, okay, because either they've got assets that they can't protect in bankruptcy or their income is greater than the minimums that to be able to file, okay? So it's for high-income people, and it's for people that have assets, like a home that might be like your mother's home that happens to be in their name, or they might have like an annuity or something like that. And what this does, this program allows us to do, is to settle this debt outside of bankruptcy. In other words, not using the structure of a bankruptcy, which is very defined in what you can have for assets or what you can make, and sort of do it more with just working with our office to settle these debts. So for the most part, these debts, they don't age well from the creditor standpoint. Once people stop making payments, they charge off the debt, and they sell, sell them to collection agencies and ultimately to attorneys. And they're ripe for settlement at that point. So even though it might be an emotional, feeling that these people are calling, from a business standpoint, it's right for us to be able to come in and try to settle these debts. And what we generally do is we set up on a payment plan, a monthly payment plan, and then we would fund my account each month for whatever you can afford to pay. So let's assume for a second you can afford to pay $500 a month, and then instead of making the credit card payments, you'd fund our escrow account for $500 a month. And as the money built up, then we go and we call the creditors, call Capital One, call Citibank, call Bank of America, and we say, listen, we've got $2,000 for you. We understand your bill is $8,000. Will you take the $2,000? And then we look at that point if you get a release. So as the money builds up, then we settle the debt. And sometimes they'll say, we'll take $2,000 now and we'll take $1,000 over, let's say, 6 months. And then we sign a contract for that. And then we make the payment each month of $100 based upon the money that we're getting from the client. Okay?
So, I have a curious question. Can I interrupt you for a second?
Go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Because when we started talking, I was the first one talking, and I can read. I don't want you to be confused that I can't read and comprehend. But this whole time I was thinking debt consolidation. So are these
settlement.
Two similar? Okay.
No, they're completely different. What a consolidation is, so let me just tell you the difference. It's a great question. And it was going to be one of the frequently asked questions that I have, but I'll jump ahead.
Well, this proves that it is a frequently.
All right. So what it is the debt consolidation means you pay off your debts, okay? And most of the debt consolidation companies are run by the credit card companies themselves. They say they're nonprofits, but they were established by the credit card companies. Yeah. And so all they really do is they're soft collection agencies is what they are. So they go by the names of they have different cute names. That make it sound like getting away out of the debt, but they're nothing but the credit card companies with a different suit on. Okay, so what we do is that means you're going to pay it all off, and generally, a lot of them get paid with interest too. So the difference between debt settlement is that we don't pay them off; we knuckle them down to settlements. Okay, and so if we don't have the cash on hand to pay a lump sum, we do a structured monthly payment with them. And then at some point, they're ripe to settle. At some point, it needs to bake a little bit before we can go back to them. So it could be, 6 months, 8 months, a year sometimes before we can actually settle it because we don't have enough money in the account to settle it or because we can't get a hold of anybody who really wants to talk to us because a lot of times these debts are in between. They're in the process of being sold or charged off or whatever, and there's not anybody to speak to us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So That's essentially how it works. So the program is that we fund either with lump sum payments, large amounts if you have want to take a loan from your 401k or cash in some stock, and then give us a lump sum, or you make payments to us monthly, and then we settle it over the life of the. We generally work on a 5-year plan, a 3- or 5-year plan. So in other words,
okay,
the payments that you'd make would be over a 5-year period or a 3-year period. Depends on how much debt you have and how much you can afford to pay each month. Okay.
And I know you have more to share. And this is an alternative to bankruptcy. Is this something,
right,
if I came into your office, I could say, hey, and I guess I've listened to you on This Needs to Be Said, or I followed your blog, I know that I don't have to file bankruptcy. Can I choose on my own to do debt consolidation? I mean, debt settlement. There I go again. Debt settlement.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Or is it something,
sure,
and maybe this is yes, too, do you recommend this to someone? You say, hey, we looked over everything, and you would better be suited for debt settlement. Is that how it goes? Or?
Well, so we would look at we have different options, okay? And so
mm-hmm.
we would look at the option of Chapter 7 bankruptcy, Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or debt settlement. So we'd present to you the three or four different options. Four options, do nothing, and then see what happens. But we
mm-hmm.
would present you the different options that you would have, and then you'd make a decision which would be in your best interest. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's really on an individual need or individual basis. It's not able on a phone call to be able to qualify people just like it
right.
fits into this category or that category, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what you just said, and I was making myself a note, but since you have a break in conversation, I can tell you. It sounds like a team approach. I come to you, and you and I are a team to look at my issue to see what's going to be the best route for it, as opposed to me just saying, okay, wipe it all out, or being over-emotionalized by even having to file, or wondering if people are going to know, which we've covered that a couple of years ago with you on the show, that, you know, it's a public record, but everybody doesn't know. But we get in here, and we have this team conversation, and you say, okay, Catherine, here are your options, here's what we're looking at, and every time I ask you a question, you never make me feel less than smart, even though I know it's not my area of expertise. So I'm anticipating, or in my head I'm thinking, I come to you and you're laying it all out for me, and when I have a question and I need clarification, you always tell me it's a great question, which is very polite of you to do, but you never treat me like, duh, don't you know anything. You always patiently say, oh, well, let me tell
you
this.
Thank
you. This is the difference between that. So I'm just picturing coming into your office, and one of these options is debt settlement. One of these options is bankruptcy, whether it's 7 or 13. But you and I are working together, and you're laying it out for me and giving me the information I need to make the decision. With
right.
you know, with breaking it down, is that how it flows in your office?
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Okay, that's what I'm picturing in my head.
Yeah. So, and then we would also discuss debt consolidation too. You brought up the question, and
mm-hmm.
we would certainly address it as to what is. We have a debt consolidation calculator also with us, and so
mm-hmm.
we can calculate if you wanted to consolidate your debt and you wanted to go with one of the national firms, again the soft collection agencies or the credit card companies, you could go with them, and we could tell you what your payment would be. Okay. So either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could give you some options. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So that concludes part one, which is just an overview. Okay.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is wrap up here. Before we go, how do people get in touch with you outside of this interview?
Sure, Catherine. They can call our main number at 508-771-7444, and we can schedule a phone conference. Or you can reach us on DagleLawOffice.com. Through our website, you can order our book. You can read all about bankruptcy and debt consolidation on the website, the blogs. And also you can request a copy of a book that I've written. Okay.
And it's
either
a great
way,
book. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. So either way, through the website or the number that I've given you would be a way to get a hold of us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Peter, again for being our guest. And until next time, have a super day.
Okay. Thanks, Kelsey. Bye-bye.